Protesters in Burkina Faso have been demanding France withdraw its troops from their country. They say the former colonial power has failed to protect them from armed groups.
If France was our partner, it was supposed to help us fight against terrorism. But since 2016, there has been no change. We think France doesn't deserve Burkina Faso's trust.
Now its military rulers have reportedly suspended a 2018 security accord with Paris. They want French troops to leave within a month. France has been decreasing its deployments across the Sahel region and officially ended its Operation Barkhane last year. At its height, more than 5,000 French troops were stationed in the region to fight groups allied to Al-Qaeda and ISIL. 400 French troops remain in Burkina Faso. Mali, another former colony, ordered French troops out last year. Some analysts say Burkina Faso is blaming France for its own failure to deal with an insurgency which led to two military coups last year.
France is the scapegoat for all that. The French military presence has not prevented the progress of jihadist forces, so there's resentment in the population as it was in Mali, where even some demonstrators were complaining that France maybe was a complice of some of these jihadist groups.
Ghana's president has accused Burkina Faso of hiring the private Russian army Wagner Group to crush armed fighters in the Sahel region. Mali hired the mercenaries last year. The US, UN and others accused the group of committing widespread human rights abuses.
The problem, of course, cannot be blamed on France in any way. But what the governments are saying is they want the ability to choose their preferred security partner.
Violence in the West African nation has killed thousands of people and left 2 million people displaced. These demonstrators are demanding French forces go, but it's not clear how the military plans to reclaim 40% of the country outside its control. Barbara Ngepa, Al Jazeera.